Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Let's talk to, this guy's got a good name, T. Eagle in Northeast Philadelphia. Good morning, T. Eagle.
What's up, guys? What's up, guys? I just called in to give everybody, I want to give everybody their flowers, man. That's all. BG, man, you a couple weeks ago, probably a couple months ago, you recorded a message on my son's phone. On my phone for my son. He loved that, man. I appreciate you for that, and I feel like you're part of the family now. I love you, man.
Man, appreciate you.
Richie, I've been watching you for years, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate everything you do, man. I appreciate the knowledge you bring to the station.
Rhea, everything
you do, everything you do, man. Seltzer, you my guy. You know, I talk to you all the time. Even though I may not get through, I respect it.
Oh, his phone cut out right.
Oh, that was so perfect. Can we just end it there?
Brandon, I was about to get a compliment, right? His phone cut out.
It's coming.
That's
right. Amazing.
All right, T-Eagle.
That's the best timing of anything that's ever happened.
I think your phone's back. Yeah, proceed.
Joe, I just wanted to say, man, you know, I love how you bring wisdom to the station. You can bring,
wisdom.
Funniness. You keep the show lively, man, and you know, I love you for that also. And I just wanted to give
you
your flowers, man.
Thank you.
And my one of a kind.
Yeah, one of a kind. What do you got?
It's amazing how our nations can't agree on nothing, but one thing we can agree on is to keep everybody from going to Antarctica. I think Antarctica is one of a kind.
Here's my only argument against Antarctica is one of a kind, because we're giving away the tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show today, and we're looking for what's one of a kind on the anniversary of the Globetrotters debuting 98 years ago. Isn't the North Pole kind of like Antarctica? Kinda.
And there are other continents.
There are other continents. But this concept
but
of
it
like it's uber cold,
continent.
You know, you're at the pole.
The North Pole is not a continent.
No, I know, and it's not technically land, but it's
but
a lot of ice.
It is like the same thing. There are poles.
Yeah.
It feels very similar. You only have penguins at one, though.
Yeah, I think Antarctica
right?
doesn't work.
Penguins are only at the South Pole?
I don't know. Penguin knowledge, man.
I've seen South African penguins.
Yeah, so I think penguins are only south.
If you guys say. All right, it's time to, because we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets on Friday. Eagles and the Green Bay Packers. By the way, it's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Strong reminder to you. Listen, today, right now, tomorrow, Thursday and Friday at 8 o'clock, because you will hear a name of a current or former player or coach, and with that name, you can win the tickets on Friday. Let's crank up a name.
And the name is...
The name's going to be given to us by Brandon Graham. BJ.
Ooh, I like this.
Give us the name of one of your Super Bowl teammates from 2017. Who should we bestow the honor of being a significant contributor? And a name we'll throw out to the Delaware Valley right now. Who's top of mind?
Ooh. Nick Foles.
Nick Foles.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
There it is.
That was the big one.
How's everyone doing?
That could have changed for sure.
History could have been very, very different.
Yes.
That was the correct answer, Brandon.
Yeah.
Well,
that was the big one.
Either name yourself or Nick. Those are the two. So.
All right. Yeah. So know the name Nick Foles Friday at 8 o'clock with that name. Although BG's not eligible because he's already got tickets, otherwise known as a sideline pass, to be at the game. Know the name Nick Foles, and with that name,
hey.
You can win the tickets
Important
Friday
clarification.
At 8
yeah.
o'clock. Yeah,
awesome
for sure.
Name. Penguins don't live at the North Pole. They are only South Pole.
Only South.
Penguins. And think about it, too. How would they get to the North Pole? How would a penguin I mean, I guess it, there's no way you can make that swim.
Santa's sleigh picks them up.
They can't fly.
They
so
gotta take a flight. Somebody got to take care of them on a flight.
So BG, you were up at you were up at ESPN this weekend. So congrats on that.
I appreciate
sort of spot for you. I know you may or may not retire after this year. What was it like to do the ESPN Countdown pregame show?
It was cool. It was really different from what we do on here. It was more some stuff was recorded, and it was kind of cool to see the ins and outs of that show.
You look great in that suit, by the way.
I appreciate you. You know, I'm gonna take all the credit. My wife helped me with that.
Yeah.
And so I had a good time, enjoyed it, and man, it was just a great experience on just something that I grew up watching. Sunday NFL Countdown. Never thought that you would get a chance to be on there. Then when you do get one, how do you? I mean, man, how I'm gonna do?
Yep.
Man, your heart beating a little fast.
So were you a little nervous?
Yeah. Especially when you're in unfamiliar territory. Like now, I'm more comfortable with us doing this. But boy, when it first started, being on radio, I felt like I never took a pause, and I almost passed out the first time I did it. Yeah, it was like Doug Peterson's first team meeting, and I mean, he almost passed out. So I knew exactly what that feeling was, and it was cool. It was really cool.
Have you ever worn that much makeup?
Oh, well, you know what? That's a different thing. I didn't really have too much. She kept giving me compliments on my skin and stuff like that.
Wow.
But, so it was cool.
Really?
You didn't even need it. Look at that.
He doesn't need makeup.
You're built for it.
Because he has gorgeous skin.
Well, but that's what the lady was telling me when I was doing it. But I do understand I still got some makeup.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep.
But gorgeous skin nonetheless.
There you
and
go.
She's a skin professional, so that she definitely knows what she's talking about.
Nah, it was cool. It was cool to see. But yeah, the whole process was cool.
That's great, man. BG in studio with us. Of course, the Eagles and the Packers coming up on Sunday. Nick Sirianni with us in about 40 minutes at 8:40. 215-592-9494. So we started the show today with, I had mentioned that I am really, frankly, stunned at what I believe is a level of disrespect nationally that the Eagles are getting right now. And, this isn't a 2017 scenario, and that was somewhat understandable because Carson had gotten hurt and Foles didn't play well at the end of the year. I mean, being an underdog twice at home was odd. But again, Foles, it was, you didn't know until you knew. At least a lot of people didn't. But this one surprises me. Three facts that have struck me in the last 2 weeks that have really, 2 days, that have hit me that I believe speak to some disrespect for the Eagles nationally. Number one, started as a 3.5-point favorite. A little low. So it's a little low, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now it's going up.
The protocol.
Well, I think the fact that it's moved to 5 already, five fluctuating between 5 and 5.5, tells you it was too low.
And I have respect for Green Bay. I want to be clear. I think they're a very good team. They're clearly a tremendous franchise. They're frequently, it's like the Eagles and Pittsburgh. There's some teams that are just
they're one
almost,
of those teams.
They're
no
one
doubt.
Of those teams. Always in the playoffs. Good for them. But like the Eagles are 12-1 in their last 13 games. Eagles have home field advantage. They beat Green Bay. They're rested.
They beat Green
and
Bay.
And by the way, Green Bay's quarterback has an injury thing, too, coming in. Like, we have no idea what's going on with the hand and all that.
Yeah, and think about that. That ulnar nerve controls your grip. That's your grip strength. He says he can't feel his pinky. The ulnar nerve that, it's your ring finger and pinky. Ooh. That is your grip.
Yeah.
So cold grip, it does matter.
Yeah, I was surprised. Now, the line's going up, but I thought that was one sign of disrespect for the Eagles starting as only a 3.5-point favorite. The second was ESPN's got a big article out yesterday with each team and their percentage chance to reach the Super Bowl. Not win it, but reach it. And the Eagles from the NFC were given only a 15% chance, technically a lower, 14.6, to reach the Super Bowl. And I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. 14.6 chance to reach the Super Bowl. That to me, that's nonsense.
When you look
nonsense.
At it, I think that's low.
Low.
And I do, when you compare that to the Lions having in the same article a 40-something percent chance, that's skewed. But when you look at the paths that we have to take,
it's a tough path.
Our path through this wild card this year with the NFC really feeling as sturdy as it's ever been. This path against a good Packers team that does have injury issues now and declining play of its young quarterback that I think really set us up for success. But then after that, we'll probably play the Vikings and then the Lions.
Yeah,
that's
tough.
That's murderer's row.
Look,
just right there.
I'm not saying
to
it's
get
easy.
To the Chiefs or Bills.
I'm not saying it's easy, but I've seen this Eagles team. We all have, and I do not believe they should have as low as a 15% chance to reach the Super Bowl. I think it's ridiculous.
It's a little low, but I think those who know football across the nation understand that we are a dominant football
team. Well, here's
the third
one.
They respect our chances. Everyone's looking at this NFC Championship game. Everyone expects it to be the Lions and the Eagles in Detroit.
Look, here's the third thing that bugged me. And again, I want to be clear. This sort of bugs me, but I'm also energized by it because I think the team can use this stuff. Somehow the Eagles have the fifth best odds to win the Super Bowl behind Baltimore? I mean, guys, the Eagles beat Baltimore a month ago. Like, beat them.
Yeah.
Beat them in Baltimore. And now Baltimore has a better chance. So anyway, I don't like that. Brandon, the concept of using fuel for the fire. How real was that in 2017? When you got, and this is not the same thing. You're not a home underdog. I want to be clear. Mm-hmm. It's not apples for apples. But when you have an opportunity to, I mean, Jordan, that was one of Jordan's thing. I mean, Michael Jordan would almost go out of his way to.
He manufactured.
Yeah.
He wanted, and I took that personally.
Yeah.
It became a meme. It was, you know.
Yeah. Like he wanted to find something that he felt he was being held back and held down and use that as motivation. When you guys went through the 2017 playoff journey, how real was utilizing being an underdog in that process?
Well, I was just going to tell you, like, man, this is something we used to. 2017 just reminded me of that. Even when we won, it was just talking about Brady the whole offseason instead of talking about the Eagles and them winning. It's nothing new. I mean, I'm not surprised by it at all. It's just you got to go earn it. You got to go earn it. And when you go hold that trophy up, it don't matter what people saying or not saying. They can talk about the losing team all offseason. It don't matter. But it's more about us going out there to prove it and earn it. And so, hey, it's nothing new to me. I love it. I love that people sleeping or whatever it is. They got all these numbers that they don't have this chance. But we got to go. We got to go prove that. And so, man, if anything, I know our team's going to respond to all the stuff that people throw at us. And so, man, I'm excited.
So here's my theory, Brandon, because we've also been talking today, and everyone can weigh in at 215-592-9494. Do you agree or disagree that there's national disrespect for the Eagles when you hear those facts? And then if so, why do you think it is? So I've got two main whys, Brandon. Number one, I think the nation, again, I'm viewing this nationally, I think they literally don't know about Jalen Carter, Quinyon Mitchell, Cooper DeJean, and Zach Bond. I mean, the fact that Jalen Carter is not going to finish in the top 10 of Defensive Player of the Year, that is a joke. It's a joke because the guy's a game wrecker. So that's a joke. And the other one to me, and this might be the biggest, I think nationally people just don't get the Sirianni thing, don't like kind of like him, don't respect him. And I think it's a shame. I think he's a great football coach, man.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people in the nation that think he's just going to, like, screw this up. That's not the way I see it, man.
Nick knows he got to go prove it just as much as we got to go prove it as players. So we all out there doing it together. Man, I like our chances.
All right. Listen, Brandon, good luck to your squad. I know you won't be playing in the game, but
I'll be right there. We'll be on that sideline, baby, rooting and – man, hopefully partying on that sideline, learning all the dances that people going to do just so that you can just go out there and have fun, man. And that's all we really want. Just go out there and have fun. It's a regular game. It's, all the marbles on the floor right now, but it ain't nothing that we ain't used to. Let's just go play our game.
Good for you, man. Primo Hoagies, our sponsor, of course, of BG in studio every Tuesday at this time. Brandon, we look forward to talking to you next week. Not wrapping up a season.
Yes, sir.
But previewing a divisional round playoff game with three to go to win it all. Brandon, stay well, buddy. Good luck in the continued rehab, man.
Yeah, I'll see you next week.
All right, there he is. BG.